Well, it's really good to be back. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. No matter where we go, this is home. Amen? At least it's home for now until the Lord says otherwise. So this is home. Praise the Lord. It's good to see all of you, that there's no bad news. It's always good news in this house. It's good to see you and your family. We're going to have a great year together. Because the God of glory is in this house. And he's in our lives. And our lives are never going to be the same. Not for bad, but there's going to be addition and promotion and multiplication. And more blessing. It's the year of crossover. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you and your family, you've crossed from death to life. You've crossed from lack to blessings. In the name of Jesus. You've crossed from being a liturgic Christian to a vibrant Christian. You are alive in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say, I'm alive. I have been quickened by the Spirit of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, my life will never be the same. Me and my household. It's time for promotion. Say, promotion is mine. This is the time of crossover. So if you've not crossed over, cross over. Leave every garbage behind and stay focused with the Lord. Say amen. Say, I've left problems behind. I have left lack behind. I am in the promise. Say, I've crossed over. Even while you're seated, you can just move your feet. You know, everything you do, a prophetic gesture. Move yourself forward. Amen. God moves us by the Spirit, but he also expects you to do your part. Amen. Say, my legs are working. Even if your legs are not working, your hands work. So move any part that works. If your spine down is not working, your eyeballs are working. So move it forward. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I've moved forward. Amen. I've left the chickens behind. I've left the chicken coop. I'm an eagle. Actually, you're better than an eagle. So you are soaring. Some people are still going to be in the chicken coop, but we have left you behind. Say, I've crossed over. Say, I've crossed over. You know, that's a word the Lord gave us from September in the Jewish New Year till now, the year of 5,777. You know, and when we went to our meeting with Papa Cerullo, guess what the word was? Crossover. Somebody shout hallelujah. So everybody's hearing from the Holy Ghost. Same good news from the throne room. If he says it's crossover, it's crossover. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can you say it like you mean it? I've crossed over. I've crossed over. I've crossed over to what God is going to be doing this year. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but his calendar is pretty good. So I'm in it. Somebody say, I'm in God's plan. I'm in God's plan for 2017. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, when Joseph was 17 years old, the Bible says he had a dream. And well, we know how it turned out. He suffered quite a bit before he got to the palace. But we're going to skip the pit. We're going to skip the hatred. We're going to skip all of that. And we're going straight to the palace. Say, I've crossed over. But this time, I'm not going to Pharaoh's palace. I'm going to the King of Kings' palace. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I've crossed over. Enough is enough. It's time to leave the chicken coop. If you have not left, leave with us now. We're going together. Somebody shout hallelujah. Enough is enough. You know, I was talking to somebody during the week. I was saying, it's enough is enough to live from hand to mouth. I've left that behind. I don't live hand to mouth anymore. I'm going to live in God's supernatural provision. Somebody shout hallelujah. I lived it before and I'm living it again. So I'm living in God's supernatural provision, where God will bypass everything he needs to bypass and get to me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I've started ministering already, so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Say, I've left all of that behind. Enough is enough. I know about you and your household. Something's got to stop. Amen. And you're going to put a stop to it. Say, I stop all of that now. I've stepped out of it. Only you know what you've been putting up with. So it's got to be enough for you already. Somebody said, enough is enough. I've crossed over. Only you know what you are fed up of. If you're not fed up of it, it's going to keep feeding you. See, I'm not eating from that anymore. I don't know if you mean what you're saying. If you mean it, then say, I receive God's best for 2017. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So let me get you out of the natural back into the spiritual. Some people say, Pastor, you went away, your hair was not like this. What happened? Well, I just wear anything I feel like wearing. Do you like my new wig? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to go natural, so my head is under braids, praise the Lord. There's no painting of the gray hair, so it won't look good if you saw that. So we got to look good instead of scaring you guys. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I do have hair, so God has blessed me with hair. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I just say, let me give a break for some chemicals for now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if the wig decide to go sideways, never mind. Just stay in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because some people are easily distracted. What is more important is what I'm saying, not anything else. Amen? The package has to look good. But the word of the Lord is what you need. And that's what's going to sustain you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. So this year, do not speak about lack. Speak about God's provision. He's able. The God who ministered to Elijah is still available for us. Hallelujah. Elijah, there's no prophet like him. You know, so strong and so powerful. You know, he could call fire from heaven to earth. Who has done that after Elijah? But he was hungry. He needed food. He lacked something. But the God of provision in 1 Kings 17 was able to tell him where the provision is. Before he got to the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17, he was already fed by the brook, but the brook of Cherith dried up. He needs water. How many of you know you need water on a daily basis? You can live without food for a few days, but you can't live without water. You need water because your body is made out of water. So you need water to replenish. The body needs to be recycled. The garbage out and the new one in. Amen? Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. But God knew where the provision is. I say 2017, God knows where the provision is for you and your household. Go to the widow. That does not look like the right place to send the man of God. A widow that has only one meal left to eat. And there are two people in that house. There is no husband. She's a widow, meaning her husband died. There is no grocery store like we go to Safeway. You grow your food and you eat it. That means there's drought. There's no food. So where is the food coming from? And God is sending you. It's like fry pan to what? Fire. But wherever God is going to send you this year, your provision is waiting for you. And it's going to be more than enough. And you're also going to be a miracle for that person. In the name of Jesus. It's not going to be a take, take, take. It's going to be give and take. In the name of Jesus. Say, I step into give and take realm. God is going to provide. He knows exactly where the provision is. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's going to provide for me and my household. And we're going to testify. Look what God has done. The end of that story, did Elijah eat? Did the widow eat? Did calamity tend to want to come into the midst of that miracle when God is saying a miracle is coming? Send a prophet to the widow and he sent the widow to take care of the prophet. God's not going to leave you out of 2017 provision. You are going to have more than enough. That's going to sustain you. Not the income and the blessing that's come. It's not going to sustain you for that moment. It's going to sustain you for years. In the name of Jesus, say, I receive it. Some of you are into stories. I'm not speaking stories this morning. I'm speaking the word of the Lord. Let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. Say amen. Somebody say, I receive. Hallelujah. 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 It's already happening. Glory to God. It's happening to me, and it's going to happen to you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. God knows how to maintain the oil. Another widow. I'm talking about lack right now. How the God who will take you into that. I'm not going into my message, but the Lord is leading this way. Praise the Lord. You know, how God also met the widow. Another widow, a prophet's wife. Those are the people who prophesy the word of the Lord. Let this happen, let that happen. It happens, but it's not happening in their house. I say, if you've been blessing others and it's not been happening in your house, it's going to happen in your house this year. Say, it's going to happen in your house. If you've been giving and giving and helping others and giving your best and it's not happening to you at the level it needs to happen, I say there's a turnaround right now. The glory of God's going to turn it around and it's going to be happening in your house. Somebody shout hallelujah. All she had was empty bottles and empty jars. They didn't even have, Romans had bottles at them, but clay jars. I have no more oil. Did God show up? Amen. Send the word. It's the word that's going to change it. Send a prophet. The word is changing something right now. Those of you who are hearing the sound of my voice, the word of God is changing something. Amen. In your house and in your family right now. Say something is changing. Hallelujah. The word of God, send a prophet to her.
Amen.
Go. I have nothing. I just have oil. Nothing to pay my bills. Nothing. Mr. Bill is handing me 24/7. She's stressed. She has children to feed. And her prophet husband is gone. And she's all by herself. Somebody say, God is not gone. Every other person might leave you, but God has not left you.
Amen.
Jehovah sees. He's seeing every situation. Amen. He sees exactly what your need is.
Amen.
And he's providing already.
Amen.
The provision is moving to you. It's being moved from whatever city they are moving here.
Amen.
Wherever corner they are hiding, they're coming to you.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Spirit of the Lord begins to stir, they can't hold back. They must find you. They pack their luggage and they come looking for you. The prophet had to show up in that house. Somebody shout hallelujah. What did the answer came from? The word of God. From the man of God, the woman of God just says, go borrow all the jars. Get every jar. I don't have oil. Get jars. Is that the answer you need? Go get more clay. What's that going to do? There's no oil. Get empty jars. Get all the empty jars you can get. Does that look like the answer? God never answers the way you think he's going to answer, but follow the instruction. Hallelujah. She borrowed. Got all the jars she can get. What is the end of that story? Say, begin to pour from the little you have. Just little oil. Begin to pour it. Begin to pour it, empty jars. And what happened? All the jars. See, there was no more. And the Bible said the oil did what? Stayed. But we're going to go further and say, God, we stay in the unlimited favor.
Amen.
Say, I stay in the unlimited favor. My miracle is not going to be limited this year. Oil is not going to stay. It's going to keep on flowing. The choice is yours. Have you crossed over or you are still in the same old system? Somebody say, I've left the old system. Somebody say, I've crossed over. Nothing will stay at the same level ever again. The oil of the anointing of God will not stay in my life. Meaning stay, meaning it stopped. We're not talking about stay, continue to remain. We're talking about it stayed, meaning it stopped. Say, the blessing will not stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are vessels. I'm going to contain that word. All she needed to do is that oil. The man of God has come into my house. This blessing will never leave my house. Those of you hearing this word this morning, may the blessing of God never leave your house. It's up to you. You have to make it stay. You have to make it continue for yourself. You got to learn to open your mouth in 2017 and begin to speak the word of the Lord to you and your circumstance and to your household. You got to learn to do it. Where you stop, that's where it's going to stop. Where the widow stopped, that's where the oil stopped. Say, I'm not stopping. I'm going further. My coast is enlarging. Isaiah 54. Didn't Isaiah 54 tell you, say, your coast will be enlarged? There's only 17 verses there, so do yourself a favor, read it. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. So we talked about two impossible situations that God turned around. The God of provision, may he visit your house. The God of promotion, may he visit your house. The God who's going to promote from every direction, may he visit your house in 2017 and visit my house in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn your Bible quickly to Acts 10. I think it's Acts 10:38. It's a scripture that most of you should know. How Jesus, you should have started quoting it with me, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. While I'm reading this, put Acts 1:8 up for me. Read it one more time. How I've been talking about how, living in the spirit. It's in the spirit realm that you're going to get everything. Everything you need comes from the spirit, from the invisible to visible realm. Everything God does always starts. You have eternal life. You live from inside out. You don't live outside in. Always inside out. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. We've been trained. I'm not going to do that demonstration. I did it for you the last time. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, spirit, soul, body. Amen. Living in the spirit. You live inside out. You never live outside in. The Holy Ghost, you must live from God's spirit realm to the natural realm. God does everything from as it is in heaven, so it is what? In earth. It's got to be in heaven first before it shows up in earth. It's illegal if it's in earth before heaven. Did you hear what I said? It is illegal if it is in earth before heaven. It's got to be in heaven before it shows up in earth. Say amen. Every prayer you're going to pray, everything you're going to demand, everything you're going to ask for is already existing in the heavenlies. There is nothing new. Then Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the what? Under the sun. You're just catching up. You're just getting into it. It's already done. Somebody say, my life is already a done deal. But I need the wisdom of God to activate and to live the daily process. Say amen. You need that. So you must live in the spirit to be able to know what to do. You don't live in the natural first and then you expect the spirit. That's a life of struggle. Say, I've left that behind. Living in the natural before spirit is a life of struggle. But living in the spirit is a life of peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is joy in the Holy Ghost that gives you supernatural strength and takes you to a supernatural realm in a supernatural favor realm. There is a realm of favor where all the time you cannot be hidden. God will find you out. Did God not say you are light? Can you hide light? You can never hide light. Neither can you have favor. Some of us are carrying favor on our head. While some of us are carrying struggle. Say, I've left struggle behind. In the name of Jesus.
So 2017, you're going to live inside out, not outside in. That means you don't start making plans for everything else. And then say, okay, God, come and bless it. No, you seek God first. And God shows you the vision and the plan. And then you walk by that. Say amen. That's life in the spirit. If you make the plan, what do you need God for? You're the boss. So God will let you be the boss. You go ahead. It's like my children coming to tell me, or my church member coming to tell me what to do. It goes into one ear and another, but it tells me who you are, that you're a rebellious person and you don't know your place. You don't go to the man of God and say, oh, this is how we should run the church. He must hear from God and follow that plan. He might not respond to you, but you already showed exactly who you are. Your character has come alive. Because you live in the natural. It looks good to do it this way. Did God say so? Did He direct you that way? Our world lives in the natural first, and then they try to solve the problem later. Why don't you just go seek God and just do what He says? Whom are you trying to impress? Impress God and not man. Say amen. Say amen. I will listen to my children, but they won't tell me what to do. I'll listen to what they say. It's good to listen. Somebody say it's good to listen. It's good to consult with God. 2017, consult God about your life and your family. Lord, what is the direction? What should we do? Where are we going? And then lead. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost got to lead you. Somebody say, I need the Holy Spirit. 2017 is the year of the Holy Spirit. He's got to be real in your life. Just excuse me as I continue to just clean my nose. I do not have a cold, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Acts 10:38. I'm coming to Acts 1. How God, who did the anointing? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. They say, can anything come out of Nazareth? Anything good come out of Nazareth? That's what the book of John 1 says that. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Somebody say something good came out of it. God anointed the one from Nazareth. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. People are saying, can anything good come out of your family? God's going to anoint your family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. John 1 verse 46 says, and Nathan said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Somebody said they're going to come and see. Can anything good come out of Glory and Peace Church? Can anything good come out of your family? Can anything good come out of your business? Can anything come out of your children's life? Can anything come out of your life? Tell them, come and see. Say, come and see. Tell those devils and those doubters, say, come and see. Say, come and see. Hallelujah. After Philip said, come and see, here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, saw Nathanael. Where did he? Say, Jesus saw. Say, Jesus sees. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, before that Philip said, come and see, I've already seen you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why they are gossiping about you, God has seen already. Why they are saying stories about you and your family, God has seen already. Why they are mocking you and saying nothing, look, 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 look. God is saying, I've seen and I've saw. Somebody shout hallelujah. I just asked them to leave Acts 1. I'm in John. So I wanted to see whether you're really listening. So, and the people there, I said, leave Acts 1:8. Yeah, I saw something different when I turned my eyes. Yeah. Acts 1, what? 8. Follow the instruction. Somebody shout hallelujah. A lot of you come to church, you don't carry Bibles anymore. Your Bible is in your house. Why did you buy it? Some people can't find their Bible. They don't know where they lost it. Where did you leave Jesus? Go back and get him. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you can buy anything, you can buy Bibles. Are very inexpensive now. Anybody can get one. Somebody shout hallelujah. Instead of going for lunch today with your friend for $20, you can buy a $20 Bible. That's your life. That's your inheritance. That's your future. That's your generations to come. Until Jesus comes, all the good things you need are from this word of God. It needs to be activated. It's just a book until you activate it and comes alive. This is the only living book. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's alive. He's alive. The living word. This is where you touch heaven. It's just a book. But heaven is in it. Glory is in it. Peace is in it. Joy is in it. Why would you dump it somewhere? It's up to you. Verse 48, John 1 says, Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, which thou was under the, what, fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou that thou shalt see greater things than these? It's just like some people, they never confess faith. Until something happened, they say, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Say, I believe right now. Believe before you see. Believe before it comes to pass. Say, I believe. What God says about my life will surely come to pass. Say amen. Well, you might as well you believe Jesus is the King of glory and the King of Israel. And here's Jesus, verse 51. It says, And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. May God open the heavens for us and our household, that you begin to see angels ascending and descending, that the glory of God will fall upon you and your household, that you will not have blind eyes in 2017, that you begin to see greater things, that visions of God will be exposed to you, for you and your household, so you will know what to do, and when to do it, and how to do it. In the name of Jesus, somebody say, I receive. You don't need me to start telling you, say, I receive. You just take it. Be it unto you, according to your faith, and also according to your confession, you shall have what you say. Seal it. Always seal it by receiving it. If I threw hundreds of dollars here right now on the floor, I just say, take it. And you sit down there with your hands folded. Is it yours? You never took it. It's floating. But somebody's going to take it. But they're not going to take one. They're going to take yours and all the others. Because they have the aggressive faith on. God is downloading all kinds of stuff right now. This is not an ordinary year. It's year 5,777. You'll never see it again. It will never be 57777 again. From year to eternity, you'll never see that number again. Five is always the grace of God. Seven, complete numbers of God. And God said, complete, complete. I'm going to complete the things I've started. believing God, expect it to be done this year. Engage yourself. Don't be like Nathaniel that only knows the circumstance. Nazareth, what's that? Go to Nazareth today, it's beautiful. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a big city, it's no longer a little village. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Hallelujah. Of all the places that nobody likes, God calls him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He associates him with Nazareth. He should have said he was born in Bethlehem. He should have said Jesus of Bethlehem. But say Jesus of Nazareth. Where is that tight little corner that you've been living in? That little place that nobody knows about. God's about to promote you and expose you and take you to higher realms. And people are going to... All you need to do is come and see. God is doing something here. Come and see. I'm saying come and see. God is doing something with my life. Is he doing something with your life? And what he's doing is good. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're going to shine because the glory of God has come. Glory is in your life. You know, when God is doing something in your life, you're relaxed. You know, the ways of God is peace. It's relaxing. It's not tension. Somebody say, I remove tension. Just pick it out of yourself. Remove that garment. It's a garment of what? Heaviness. Say, I remove it. I put on the robe of righteousness. There's a party robe that God gives. Say, come to my party. So I put on that robe. And I'm going to party with God this year. And it's going to be good. What kind of party? The goodness of God. You're going to have testimony after testimony. Every month, every week, begin to expect good news. That you will say, hey, God did this. It's not really me. God's going to move. People who have never noticed you before to help you, they will come and help you. People who have not attended this ministry before, they will come. People who have not given to this ministry before, they will give. People who have been saying, I'm coming, that will not be their story. They are coming now. People who have been sitting, folding their hands and not helping, they are going to open their hand and help. In the name of Jesus. Help is coming to us and it's coming to you. Some people are receiving. Somebody say something good has come out of Nazareth. His name is Jesus. Something good. Some people say, can anything come out from that family life, that Ephesinos family, that Cadet family, that Hammond family, that Loye family, that Omolola family? You call your own name. Can something good come out of your family? Your family has been known for all kinds of craziness, but it's going to be peacefulness. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Somebody say, come and see. Somebody say, come and see. Who are you telling come and see? Yeah, speak it out. Let the news travel. Come and see. You know, if you never know about the butterfly effect, you need to go maybe Google it and read about butterfly effect. Where they are floating here, they are affecting another continent. How can the little wings do this here and affect somewhere far away? Who do you think you are? You are the Lord of butterflies. So how far should your effect go? Come and see. If your family has been known with negative stuff, all kinds of stuff, say, come and see. You better open your mouth and tell, come and see. Where are you speaking to? You're speaking to all the worlds. You're speaking to angels. You're speaking to man. You're speaking to creatures. Hallelujah.
I know Acts 1:8 is still there. Somebody said, when are we getting there? We're going to get there when the Holy Ghost say get there. Just leave it there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go to John. John chapter 17. Verse 2. You can read the whole chapter 17 at your own time. It's a prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ for us. Amen. Before he went to the cross. Okay, verse 2 says, and thou hast given me... Maybe I do verse 1 and 2, so verse 2 can just kind of... This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, and thy Son also may glorify thee. The only one who's going to glorify anybody is God that gives the glory. Amen? He glorifies. He makes known that he has anointed and chosen you. He makes known that his glory is upon your life. He makes known that you don't lack anything anymore. He's going to glorify the Son, and the Son and Jesus has put that same glory on us. Father, glorify Jesus. Jesus has glorified us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did he not say those he called, him he justified, and those he justified, he shall what? Glorify. Somebody say, I'm glorified. Hallelujah. Do you know what that glory means? It's not only just all the essence that God is. It means living a life where there's no sin, no devils, no demons. No lack. No sickness, no disease. Total restoration to God's original plan for my life. You say, God is the one that does that. God's going to do it for you and your household. Verse 2 is what I want. And thou hast given him power. Who? Giving power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. All power in heaven and earth is given to Jesus. He has power over all flesh. Are there flesh around? Every living creature is a flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you carry a house coat of flesh. He has power over it all. And if he has power over it all, this year must be a healthy year for me. Amen. My body must be healthy. Amen. Jesus has power over my flesh. So every day I get up, I must say, Jesus has power over this flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay hands on your own head and say, Jesus has power over me. Over this flesh. So there's no room for sickness and disease. There's no room for lack, pain. I'm pain free. 2017. The word of God says he has power over all flesh. Amen. He lives in me. My Redeemer lives. Somebody shout hallelujah. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. He has power over this flesh. He lives inside me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All flesh. So that means scorpions, snakes, lizards, mosquitoes, ants. He has power over all of them. Dogs, cockroach, you name or any kind of flesh. He's got power over all of it. And I'm saying power. That power is coming from my mouth towards all those creatures. You hear the word of the Lord. Jesus has power over you, and I have power over all flesh. As he is, so am I in this world. That's what 1 John 4 tells you. Say, I'm going to exercise who I am in 2017. Yes, you must engage inside out. Say amen. That means if you go to crazy places, the craziness there will never affect you. Amen. If there's a bomb carrier there, because you are in that place, they leave town. Amen. They sleep very well that day. A deep sleep come upon them. Amen. Are you going to exercise your authority? Amen. That means if you are flying, that plane is landing perfect. No storms. If the pilot says storm, you say peace be still. You're doing a different announcement. Amen. They get the announcement going, you're announcing something different. Amen. The kingdom of God we invade the kingdom of this world.
Amen.
And I'm in the kingdom, so I'm an invader.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There will be no terrorists around my area. You will be the one terrorizing the devil. There will be no nightmare in my dreams, 2017. I don't even dream those crazy dreams anymore. Praise the Lord. I don't even know what those things are. But if it's happening to you, better sleep in a different realm. There's no nightmare in heaven. So sleep in heavenly places. Somebody shout hallelujah. We stay in a lot of hotels all over the world. Hotels are not very good places to stay because all kinds of people have lived in those rooms. But when we come, heaven has invaded the room.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm walking in a different realm, 2017. Engage your spirit to live in a different dimension. It's up to you. You're not going to play church, 2017. You play church, you have not crossed over. You've been left in the chicken coops. And we know we like chicken in North America. We eat chickens every day. But go to any restaurant this morning, you're not going to find eagles. Hello? If you can find a restaurant that's serving eagles this morning, give me a call. But every street corner has a chicken restaurant. Chicken Delight, chicken whatever they call them, Kentucky. They should have Mantucky because we're in Manitoba. That should be a name of a restaurant. Somebody should pick that one up. Mantucky. You can find turkey. You can find chicken. You can find quail, all the little birds. They never find an eagle restaurant where they're serving eagles. You can catch them. Well, there are people who train eagles. So what I mean is that it's not something you're going to go pick up. Say, I'm not ordinary. I'm not easily picked by anybody. Nothing is going to peck on you in 2017. All those peckers, their beak and their teeth will fall off. Wrong address. They try to bite you and say, ah! I need dentures. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. They come to peck on your family or your children. They go, ah! Wrong address. No fly zone. What did I tell you? No fly zone. They dare look at you. What happened to my eyes? In Nigeria, I say Bambiala. Bambiala, Kawo Dashi, Bambiala, Kawo Dashi, Bam. They're blind. The people who think you'll be begging, they'll be the one begging. Everything has turned. You have left. The Bible says the Egyptian you see today, you see them no more. Say, I've left them behind. I don't see them. Take a look. Ah, nothing. They've been drowned in their own sea.
Amen.
The same sea you are crossing that's turned to dry land for you has become their graveyard.
Amen.
Two different realms. Any circumstance that shows up, you cross over. We used to play soccer as little kids. That was fun. We were in the guest team. Oh my God, the girls team, you always have to laugh. That's fun. So you're going to play some soccer this year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kick the ball and kick it as far as you can.
Amen.
I can still kick. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I won't kick too much because I'm a lady this morning. But I can kick this leg this high. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we're going to be kicking some stuff. Did David kick down the head of the Goliath?
Amen.
Every Goliath in your life is coming down.
Amen.
They think they got everything made and they've been a threat to you. It's turned around.
Amen.
You're going to be kicking heads down.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Power over all flesh. Power over all flesh. So it's better you are part of the flesh that is thinking the goodness of God. If you're on the wrong side, you are in trouble. But today is good news. You can just say, Jesus, save me. If you come from the family of witches and wizards, you just say, Lord, deliver me from it. If you've been a practitioner of evil, just say, God, I don't want this. Deliver me. And just cross. Amen. Get promoted. Amen. Go with a group of promoters. We've been promoted. Don't be left behind. I'm joining that group. I'm in the promotion club. Somebody shout hallelujah. Promotion doesn't come from mine. It comes from God. It doesn't come from north, south, east, or west. It comes from the living God. How God, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing what? Doing good. Healing the sick, setting the captives free. Setting those that are oppressed by the devil free. Every oppression, you shall be free from it. In 2017. Anybody remote controlling your life, that remote control is broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every remote control is broken. Amen. Doesn't work for them, but yours work. Amen. You do the control. Amen. All power of all flesh is given to our Lord Jesus. And Jesus here praying for us in John 17. I've given them the same glory. Same power. Same power. Same power. Same power of our flesh. Say, I will not be sick in 2017. I will not have pain in 2017. I will not have sorrow in 2017. I will live in God's glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, back to Acts 10:38. I got to read up to 39. So Acts 10. And then I'm going to come to Acts 1. Praise the Lord. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. What was making Jesus do everything he does? Holy Ghost power. Amen? With Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. May God be with you and your household. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. God's going to show you up. He's going to raise you up and he's going to show you up openly. Glory is going to come out of your life. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God. Hallelujah. It's God that chooses and it's God that promotes. It's God that's going to put you in the realm where you will be noticed and where you can influence and do the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who did it? Even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead? And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. I'm among the quick. I'm in the quick and the living. I'm not dead, I'm alive. But he's the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witnesses. I'm going to read to 46. Hallelujah. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Somebody call Jesus. Say, have mercy on me. And forgive me all my sins. Say amen. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word of God. May you receive the Holy Ghost and may it fall on your life. See, the Holy Ghost come when the word is preached. What is happening to you? You came here this morning one way, but you're going to live different because the Holy Ghost is already stirring up. It's doing some work inside you. You know where he has moved you to. You can see things. You can, your sight and your faith sight has changed. You have moved from one dimension to another. You're not the same person that came here this morning. Because the Holy Ghost showed up. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can see possibilities. You can see a different realm. How many of you could see something different already in your life? Wave your hand and give God glory. You're not giving it to man. Look at that. Almost everybody. Praise the Lord. Because the Holy Ghost has done something already in your life. It's not only by shaking. Yes, there's times when the Holy Ghost overpower you. Where there's trembling. Where there is shaking. Where you have no control of your physical body. That's real. But most of the time, you don't have to tremble. Something changes. Your sight from inside changes. You begin to see things. You go, oh, I never saw it this way before. I never know this is available for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your realm changes. You begin to have a different worldview, a different outcome. But it looks, in the natural, you look the same. But from inside, you're not the same person. Somebody shout hallelujah. I have changed. You've moved from glory to glory. You came in with one glory, you are now in a different dimension. It's like you were on step number one, but you have advanced to step number 12. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have changed. You can see it happening. You can see it happening. You can see it happening. And that's why I told you, Isaiah 54, he told the barren woman, say, begin to rejoice. You're going to have more children than those who have children. Somebody shout hallelujah. You begin to rejoice. You begin to see it. Hallelujah. You begin to see it. He said, begin to enlarge your coast. Begin to build bigger. Bigger vision. Bigger dreams. This dream is not completed yet. But he said, build a bigger one. See it greater. In the natural, you look the same. But inside, you are greater. Somebody say, I've advanced. That's where you live from. And you're always cool, relaxed. Just because you're cool doesn't mean, you know, cool people are the most dangerous people. Because you never know what they're thinking. Some people, they wear their hat. They wear this heart of theirs on their sleeve. You can tell what they're thinking, how they're going to do it before they do it. But some people, you think you really know, but then you find that you don't know. And then they do something different, and then you go, huh? I thought they were going to do this, but that's not what they did. They did this. Why try to figure other people out? Why don't you just mind your business and you and God? He said, in his presence. I'm going to be in his presence 2017. This life forevermore. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Acts 1:8. But you shall what? Receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You need both of them. You need power to move things. Amen? You need the Holy Spirit to tell you what to do. To show you, because the Holy Spirit doesn't do anything of himself. It's God that gave him Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. God gave him. Somebody shout hallelujah. But Jesus said, you guys don't have it, all this bunch of people hanging around me. He said, but you shall what? Receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he was saying this, he's already, when he rose from the dead in John 21, when he rose up, he gave them peace. He gave them, say, receive the Holy Ghost. But they didn't receive it. He spoke it over them. God knows when power and spirit is going to take over your life. You will receive it. Say, I will receive it. God spoke it, it's going to come to pass. Say amen. He spoke it on them. It wasn't working yet, but it's going to work. It didn't work yesterday, it's going to work today. It's coming. You cannot make the Spirit come upon you. It's God that's going to put it on you.
Say, God, put your Holy Spirit on me. You need him inside and you need him upon. And the Holy Ghost is not ice cold. It's fire. It's wind. It's breath. It's life. It quickens. It animates. How do you... You know, when you're ministering, all kinds of things happen. But we stay focused. Praise the Lord. How do you come to church? I'm just speaking. Get back. Get back in the flow of what's happening because you're going to need it. Amen? Don't travel anywhere. What is that thing? You know why God is giving solution? You're still worrying. You're thinking, how am I going to do this? You're still living natural. God has the answer and it shall come to pass. It's coming. He said, you shall receive it. In chapter 2, so they waited. Chapter 1, they all waited. 120 of them. 120. In chapter 2, did the Holy Ghost come?
Yes.
But he already spoke that received the Holy Ghost so many times. Breathe on them. Receive it, receive it, receive it. But this time, say, you stay. Stop gypsying around. Stay put. Say, 2017, I'm going to stay planted in the house of God. And I'm going to wait for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost of fire. Things you do not know, you know it. They began to speak language. Tongues of fire came upon them. New tongue, new language.
Amen.
If your tongue used to speak like apostle, always a gubbly gluk, it's going to change to Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everything is turning around right now. Good news is happening. You're going to speak and others are going to speak. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
In Acts 2, did the Holy Ghost show up?
Amen.
It did. And the same Peter who was running away and cutting people's ear now took over and started preaching the gospel. What you could not do by the natural, you need the Holy Ghost. You can't make it up. That's why going to memorize and do other people's stuff is not the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost give you, you just move in that realm. Say amen. Say amen. We live in an age now where people read more books than they read the Word of God. Put those books on the side and read the Word. Fill up the Word of God. There's nothing wrong with reading books, but if you don't know the Word of God and you're reading books, you'll be led through your nose to hell before you know it. Because there's all kinds of doctrines that are not doctrines of God, but doctrines of devils that are being written. It sounds good. It sounds sweet. But there's what they call it, arsenic. A drop of it inside. Enough to pollute you. Go to the sincere Word of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Read for yourself. Read for yourself. All Jesus did, went to the synagogue, opened the book, and read. Say the Word of God. It's going to be my portion in 2017. I'm going to stay in His presence until the Holy Ghost endue me with power. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Power over everything. There's a different realm. Power over flesh. Power over all dimension. Without the Holy Ghost, say it was anointed when about doing good. Power, you need both of them. You need Holy Ghost. You need power. Amen? Without that, you're living the flesh. And the flesh profits nothing. The Spirit is what you need. Zeal without knowledge. You need the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You know He speaks and He tells. He talks. And you know, somebody shout hallelujah.
There's a knowing. Glory to God. Sometimes you can just look at people and you see things. You just move on. Let's move from there. Sometimes you say, God, don't let me see you. But when you start saying that, you say, no, it's okay. Just discipline me not to say anything. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Holy Ghost have eyes, ears. He does nothing of his own. He takes of what the Father gives him through Jesus and he gives to us. 2017, he's going to be your best friend. Say amen. I'm going to be in his presence. Well, rise with me. I got to start.